Welcome to Chris Fabry Live, a program dedicated to the proposition that we are not only created equal, we not only have unalienable rights endowed by our Creator, but we also have a bright future and a great purpose in the grand story that's being written with our lives. And you and I have a choice today whether we are going to join in that story or go off and write our own. In the big areas and in the small areas, we can join our lives with the one who loved us enough to die for us. The question is, are we going to let our agenda rule, or are we going to look at the bigger picture of life and plug into the piece of the puzzle that He is forming around us? That is a day-by-day process. You know, I did that yesterday, but I'm not too sure about today. So if you want to live fully, if you want to love from the heart, and if you want to follow the truth, then we welcome you at the Radio Backyard Fence as we try to struggle well today. And if you don't even know what all of that means, we welcome you here as well. At Chris Fabry Live, here's our number, 1-877-LIVE-675. Derek Schrock's answering your calls today at 877-548-3675. Trisha McMillan is our producer. She coordinates everything you hear. So if anything goes wrong, it's her fault. And Eric D. Huffington Huffer II is our engineer. And along today we have, I'm so proud to say, official program observers Christine and Timothy Huffington Huffer III. So it's great to have you with us, Christine and Timothy. Hope you enjoy the program today. Today's program is going to be close to a lot of people's hearts because it's going to be right where you are living. I don't want to tell you too much about it until we get into it, but if you feel like everything has kind of fallen apart in your world and you're not sure that God is in the stuff that you look around and see, stay with us. I think it's going to be an encouragement. Here's an email that we got after yesterday's program, and we talked about with Tracy Grote, who wrote the book Madman. And I just want to read you this email. If you didn't hear the program yesterday, you can go online at chrisfabrylive.org and hear it again. But the book is about the Gadarene demoniac. It's about the guy who they tried to chain. And I read the two of the Mark and Luke versions of this. You know, they had the chains on him, and he kept breaking the chains. He kept cutting himself. It was just this imprisoning existence. You know, he had all of these demons in him. So here's the email that came after the program yesterday. Today's program is too close to my heart. Unfortunately, a few years ago, I lost a job that triggered an amazingly dark episode in my life. Unexpectedly, I woke up one evening to find myself feeling such a darkness around me. I had never experienced anything like this before. It was the most horrible feeling imaginable. The fear was enormous. When I described the situation to a select few later, I could only say that I felt that something was trying to get at me, and it was very dark. Some of you know exactly what this person was talking about. You've been through those situations, and I think it's really interesting that this emailer writes that it was sometime later that the words came out that this happened. We've talked about this with sexual abuse. We've talked about it with any kind of abuse or things that are going on in relationships. We keep it hidden. We don't talk about it. And just the exercise of speaking the truth with our lips and saying, this is what happened to me, sometimes is the catalyst that gets things moving in our life. And I wanted to say that here at the beginning. This person says, I was a faithful Christian woman. I knew the love of Jesus. I knew to involve God somehow. I was desperate. I grabbed Luther's catechism from my confirmation days, sat on the floor in my bathroom at about 2 a.m., and just read out loud anything I could find that confirmed what I believed in. I thought I was crazy, and that was one of the worst parts. I didn't feel there was anyone I could share my situation with who wouldn't think I was nuts. This situation happened to me 3 nights in a row. 3 nights in a row, she felt like she was, you know, going over the deep end. She had this oppression. It was just so dark. Somebody, something is trying to get at her. She writes, I knew I had talked to somebody. Thankfully, I have a compassionate and educated pastor who helped me immediately and got me in touch with others who could help me. Today is a much better time in my life. I've not had a similar episode since that very lonely time a few years back. With the crisis period over, I still feel hesitant to share my story with quote-unquote normal people, feeling that they will think I live in la-la land. I know that I don't, well, at least not most of the time, but I wonder if others have walked this road and not shared for fear of any retribution. I'm going to remain anonymous, but I appreciate your program and particularly this subject. I do not think you're alone. I think there are others who have gone through the same thing or the same type of thing. And I go back to different conversations that we've had, some recently, that have said, you know, if you don't have any kind of opposition about what you're doing, then maybe there's something wrong. And when you do come up against that opposition, don't lose heart. Your life, that there is life in the struggle. There is proof that there's something going on by the very fact that you're struggling with it. And I go back to one of friends of mine just said recently, he was just so frustrated. You know, he yelled at his kids and he wasn't kind to his son about this or that. He was just beating himself up. And all of us in the group said, man, you know, good for you. This is a sign that there's life there and that the, you know, that you're feeling bad about this is proof that God's working in you. So if there's something that has you down, that's not the point to push you down. God wants to raise you up and bring you out of that thing and to work on your heart and to, so that you can, as we said at the beginning, love well, live fully and follow him. I don't know where that came from, but that's pretty good. Here's something else I believe. I believe that God is there when things do fall apart. I think he's there before they fall apart, as they're falling apart, and after they've fallen apart. And as a matter of fact, after the things have gone awry is sometimes the best place to be. He can still work through you when things don't go the way that you have planned. I'm working on this story now, and I usually don't talk a whole lot about the things that I'm working on because I find that if you talk about it, you don't write it. You know, if I talk about what I'm going to get my wife for her birthday, I'll talk about it, but I won't go out and do whatever it is I think would be good. But this story is about a guy who's just made a mess of his life, and he's not a Christian, but there are significant people in his life who are. And everything has fallen apart, and everything has come to this microcosm of, you know, he's at the end of his days. He's at the end of his, what he knows how to do, and he can't do it anymore. And he needs help from outside. Our guest was in that situation. And if you look at your life as a story that is being written, as something that God is working out, rather than you going and writing that story, I think it can make the chapters a lot easier to take that you're living through. And if you're living through some really difficult stuff these days, I want you to stay with us because Alice Tyson has a story about what God has done in her life. When you hear it, you're going to be encouraged, and you can call us and talk with her about it at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675. We'll be right back.